Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
Due to the pandemic, we bring you One Bad Mother straight from our homes, including such interruptions as children, animal noises, and more. So let's all get a little closer while we have to be so far apart. And remember, we are doing a good job. This week on One Bad Mother, what better way to celebrate 400 episodes than with a genius fail spectacular plus rant?
Woo and wow, Teresa.
400 episodes.
Yeah.
400.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of episodes.
Uh-huh.
I think we forgot about 200, and I'm not sure we said much about 300, but 400, we remembered to write that down to make note of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you how happy I am to have made 400 episodes of One Bad Mother with you?
Oh, that's really nice. I just want to say that I'm so grateful that you were able to get us to 400 episodes.
Hey.
Because as you all may or may not have noticed, I certainly have not been carrying the load that I once carried on this show. And I'm just glad that you have been able to keep it going.
This is
really cool. It's 400.
It's so cool. And I must thank the community.
Yeah.
For helping, because
yes,
a lot of community, past guests, et cetera, stepped up and have helped encourage. It's so funny. I was looking for a little surprise today, guys. I've gone and I've pulled some treats from our past for Genius Fail Spectacular. And in researching or looking for such treats, I had typed in One Bad Mother. You know, like in Google, you type in something and then at the bottom, it'll tell you like the most searched things, right? And one of them was One Bad Mother, Where is Teresa? And I was like, I'll click on that. And I did. And nothing came up.
Nobody knows where Teresa went.
When you let me know,
amazing.
Let me know when you know where Teresa went for me, Teresa.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's so good. It has now replaced One Bad Mother, Biz's husband. All right. With that said, I think we should jump in to 400 episodes. Who knows what Genius Fail Spectacular this is? All I know is that I'm happy to celebrate it with you and all of you. Teresa, Genius Fail Spectacular. I've got a little surprise.
Okay.
Instead of you and I sharing our recent genius moments.
Boring.
Boring. We're doing
that.
Yeah. We barely have them.
Yeah.
I thought it might be fun to go back into the old One Bad Mother history, herstory, and pull a little genius moment from both of us.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
Teresa?
Yeah. I'm just going to go.
Go.
Well, last night, this morning, right before I woke up, I was having a dream that I was eating pie.
Oh, that's a nice dream.
And it was delicious.
That's it?
Yep.
Did you? I was having a sip of something to drink. I think I totally missed that. Wait.
I totally think that qualifies.
That you had a dream?
I had an amazing dream right before waking up this morning that I was eating this like berry pie, and it was really great.
Are you going to go seek that pie out and fulfill your destiny?
I'll probably have pie at some point. Yeah, but the dream was what makes me a genius.
All right. That's fine. Mine's not that much. But that's fine. I'll take it. I don't know why I'm so disappointed in your
pipeline.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're so disappointed. I don't either. I thought it was great.
That is... all right, my G. I got to tell you, the pie dream, Teresa, that is from episode 12.
Wow.
Episode 12.
Episode 12.
It caught me so off guard when you presented that you had dreamed. I don't think I've ever let that go.
No.
No, ever.
That has carried us through to 400 episodes.
It has.
That shock, that utter confusion.
Huh? I smell a new t-shirt. I dreamed of pie.
Yeah.
the Teresa Thorne story. Well, you're still doing a great job.
Thank you.
Let's see what I had cooked up.
What do you got?
I did it.
Okay, remind people.
All right. So to remind everybody, I've been to a number of birthday parties for three-year-olds where cupcakes or cake is distributed. Children only lick the icing off, and then it's just a vast sea of, like, cupcake carcasses all over the place, and it's totally fucking disgusting. So Stefan and I agreed that for Katie Bell's birthday, we were just going to give kids icing. But because we had, like, the co-party and the other kid, understandably, was going to want a birthday cake. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Like a normal child.
So we got Katie Bell a small cake as well. But I still said, I'm going to give the kids the choice of the icing. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, they're too. So I stay up, like, all night. They're shoving the, like. I mean, I just went and got that can of icing, shoved it, like, you know, in the little icing tube thing, squirted it in mini cupcake things, sprinkled it with sprinkles. There are pictures of this on Facebook. Put it on a beautiful tray, set it out in front of them, and, like, the kids were just like, what the fuck? The parents all thought it was genius. All the parents were like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I did feel like a total rock star, except, like, the kids, again, were like, there's cake, but there's icing.
Did they have to pick one, or could they
have both? They could do both, but no one knew what to do. Everybody was just like, you're just going to give me icing? Yeah. Like, you know, like, your whole life you've been told, like, cake is this thing. Yeah. So, like, there was kids were just sort of frozen. And I think if there had been no cake, it would have made perfect sense.
Right.
My genius is I committed to my idea, and I do think it worked. That's
awesome.
My genius.
I'm really glad you did it.
Really, and just as a side genius note, Stefan was gone, like, late that night, so I was doing the icing, and I just, pregnant, picked that tube up.
The pregnant
lady
icing.
And I just squirted that icing right in my mouth.
So great.
It was so fucking good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the real genius.
It really was. Well, episode 23, right there.
Wow. I love how both the genius moments are just us being pregnant and just wanting to eat really good junk food.
I appreciate that you always congratulate me on my geniuses.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane. Let's take our best foot and stick it forward into the present and listen to you guys genius all over the place.
Hi, One Bed Mother. It's Katie, and I'm here with a genius. And this is listed under Nobody Actually Cares, but it was just so hard, and I just did it, and it was awesome. So my daughter had a doctor's appointment. And it was just a yearly physical, but when I made it, I didn't know what my schedule was going to be because it's the pandemic and I'm a teacher and our schedule is crazy. And I didn't know what her schedule was going to be. And I had to, for my schedule, we're doing hybrid teaching, so I have to teach A to K one block and L to Z another block, and I have to come in sub days. And I moved heaven and earth to rearrange my schedule, but I made it work. And then I had to rush from where I teach to pick up my daughter and then get her out of school and rush to the doctor's. And I thought there was so much traffic and I wasn't going to make it. And then I made it. And then we went there. And then I made it, brought her back to school. And now I'm back home and I'm going to go home and I'm going to actually have time to eat lunch before I have to teach my remote classes. And I'm just so happy because I was worried that I was going to get stuck in traffic and then we wouldn't get to go to the doctor and then I was going to have to rearrange my schedule again. But I did it. And everything went so smoothly and it all worked out. And I'm so proud of everybody in the universe for cooperating. So, woohoo! And nobody cares, but I do. So you're doing a good job. Thank you so much for your show. Bye.
Oh,
yeah.
Bravo.
Just an enormous round of applause. Yeah. I am so happy about how happy you are about this. Like, you are like, really, you're really enjoying and basking in this moment, which is what we all need to be doing so much more. So you are an inspiration.
Yes.
And you're amazing and you're a genius.
You are a genius. Ride that high.
Hi, Biz and Teresa. I am calling with a genius. I don't feel like I have too many of those these days, so I am calling it a win. My daughter's sixth birthday is on Tuesday, and I was going to make her one of those rainbow layer cakes where you have each layer a different color, and I have all the stuff to do it, and I was looking at how much time it's going to take, and I thought, I'm not going to do this. So instead, I placed an order for cupcakes that we can get with contactless pickup from a local bakery. And I am not going to spend hours and hours of my weekend making a cake that only four of us are going to be able to eat. Instead, I'm getting cupcakes and spending time with my kids. So I think that's a genius. And I think you are both doing a great job. And today, I think I am too. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
You are the master of your universe.
Yeah, you are.
You did. I mean.
Yeah.
Rainbow cakes. Don't get me wrong. They are impressive cakes.
Yeah.
But you have to cook. Unless you've got like seven pans to do all the colors of the rainbow at the same time. It's a full day.
Yeah.
And you said no. You like, but that's really the genius. And I mean that. Like, I'm, as a person who likes to bake cakes and likes to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's part of me that's like, just do it. You know you want to, right? Yeah. And getting the cupcakes and just granting yourself permission to not do that thing that you're okay with. You just didn't really want to do it. That's the genius.
Yeah. This is just like the last call. This is all about state of mind. This is celebrating that you can do this. You did it and you're feeling great about it. And that's perfect.
Let's go feel great about stuff.
Here is a genius. I feel like I have far and few of these now that it is pandemic, and it has been pandemic for, what, a year? But at nighttime now, instead of watching TV, which tends to get my two children very riled up, we've decided to play a dice game. And this dice game, we play for quarters. So we are gambling with our children. Some may call that a fail. It's a genius. Kids love it. We love it. It's fun. And you know what? I'm doing a good job. So are you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You found a way to enjoy your family during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That is a win.
Plus, like, any kind of evening activity where you're engaging with your kids, but it's low-key enough that people are not getting overstimulated and, like, bouncing off the walls, that is a total win. That is awesome.
Yeah, I am so glad that is working in your house. Good. You all know what I mean.
Yep.
You are doing a really good job.
Yeah, you are.
This is a genius. Woo! I'm so excited. You guys, I just sorted out an IEP for my child at the end of the year. And I'm freaking out. I'm so excited. I'm so, so grateful. There's only like 30-something days of school left, and he's been in distance this whole time, and he's going to go back soon. We have been putting off assessment for the entire year because we didn't want him to be assessed virtually, and now he's going to go back, and the school is actually going to be able to assess him in time for next year. We're not sure if we're going to have to move just because we live in the Bay Area. Housing is insane. But we're going to be able to get all the information in the books just in case he has to leave school if we're able to find housing someplace. This is such a big deal. I'm so, so excited. So holler out to any person that has any, like, special needs kids or anything. It is so hard, but, man, when you have a win, it is huge. So, woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. You guys are doing a great job, and so am I. Hello!
Woo-woo! You are doing a good job. Those IEPs, those are really hard and stressful.
Yeah. And they can be hard to get.
Yeah.
So, like, hard to get, period. And definitely during distance learning, that's so tricky. And I could see feeling like, oh gosh, I shouldn't be putting it off. I should let them do this electronically just so it gets done. But way to go.
Yeah.
Waiting it out and then making it happen. And again, feeling great about it.
Yes.
That's so great.
I am enjoying this theme of celebrating our wins.
I am too.
Woo woo!
Oh, it's genius time. You know, when this whole pandemic started and the kids were sent home for homeschooling, I bought a printer and a scanner and a shredder. So every couple weeks, when I'm doing a deep dive on cleaning, I find these piles of paper all over the place with schoolwork that's been completed and scanned and turned in and marked, and there's no reason to keep them. I'm not sentimental. They're not particularly good artwork. I don't really care. So I shred them, and we recycle that paper. Six months ago, what is time? We use that stuff as Easter grass in the baskets, and we're going to do it again this year. It's great. Anyhow, that's a tip for this year. Have a good one.
Oh, you have fulfilled my every dream of shredding children's work. I think this, two geniuses. One, you got yourself prepared for being at home with kids and schoolwork. That printer, the scanner, a shredder, these are a big deal. A lot of times we can just leave stuff at a school building. Never know it exists. But when it's in your house, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the second is not being sentimental and burning that shit. Good job.
Good job.
Hi, this is Teresa. This is a genius. I'm sure that a lot of people have already thought of this, but do you know how if you're playing a game or you're trying to play a new game with your kids, and at least the oldest one, and you're trying to read the instructions and understand what's going on, or you've had the game, you forgot what's going on, you forgot how to play it, and you're trying to remember, and it's just too, the biggest one is not in a hurry and wants to play right away, the littler one is just getting on your nerves and won't let you have any time to read the instructions and try to compute it. I live in Germany, so sometimes our games are in German, so I have to have extra time and focus to try to understand those. And today I was like, why don't I just watch a video and some the kids can watch with, then we'll all understand it together. So I watched a video in German about the game. It was okay. Watched another one in English. Great. And that really helped, and then we were able to play, and it was fun, and it was a complicated game, but we did it, and I think if I had tried to read the instructions, I would have pulled my hair out. So, yay, genius. I hope you're all well. Thank you.
You know, this is not something I've had on the hotline.
No, I mean, it's a really good one.
It is.
Yeah, because I think I've been in this situation so many times, and I even, like, I feel almost like disembodied in those situations because I'm looking down on myself knowing how pointless it is and how impossible it is, but I'm still trying to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it's really hard to learn how to do something at the same time that you're babysitting and teaching somebody how to do the thing that you're trying to learn how to do. It's just, it's too many like processes at once simultaneously. And, like, removing yourself from the teacher role and just making YouTube do that for you or whatever is so smart. It makes so much sense.
You just taught us two lessons. That's what you did. You are doing an amazing job.
I'm One Bad Mother. This is a genius. My 18-month-old is absolutely obsessed with bubbles. I'm talking bubbles from soap, bubbles that you blow in the air, bubbles, all things bubbles. He'll find a bubble in a level if you let him look at it for long enough and get real excited. The trouble about this is that he doesn't care about the actual bubbles at all. You can blow bubbles in the air all day. He won't even look at them, but he will ask for bubbles all day. which is kind of a lot of emotional labor, as it turns out. And I finally cracked the code. In the bath the other day, he wanted the bubble so bad. And finally, I took a bottle of bubbles with a little bubble wand in it, and I poured the rest of the actual bubbles in the sink and rinsed it out, and I gave him the container with the bubble wand. I filled it with good old-fashioned water, and I let him go to town. He just wants to put the bubble wand in the bubble jar, and he can do that now. And he can drink the bubbles if he needs to, because they're just water. Nobody cares. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This is good, because this is about decoding.
Yes.
There are so many times kids, especially around that age, become like obsessed with something. And as an adult, you see it from one angle, like, oh, it's bubbles. It's clearly bubbles.
Yeah, it must be bubbles.
Must be like bubbles. Is the bubble not big enough? Do I need it to be a bigger bubble? Do I need the bubble to come out of my hand or my mouth or what? And that's not it. And then the emotional labor stinks because you're like, it's a bubble. Why did I just stop asking? It's right fucking here. And like, my hands, they're pruny, right? And like your kids just like, bubbles, 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 bubbles. And all they wanted was toast, right? And sometimes it takes a second to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And you did it.
You did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
You did it.
Good job.
Good job.
Let's have one more genius.
So this might be an act of desperation, but screw it. I'm going to call it a genius. So my kiddo was not turning in his Zoom assignment, and I was getting messages from the teacher complaining about it. I mean, never mind that. Why are first graders getting this amount of homework anyway? But I digress. And after trying so many different things to try to get him to do his work, finally decided, you know what? We're just going to start paying you to do your homework. So now he gets $1 for every assignment he turns in.
Oh, yeah.
Started recently getting praise from his teacher and turning in his work. So it's working. And the way I see it, we live in a society. Eventually, he's going to have to enter this capitalist hellscape. So you might as well learn that you deserve to be compensated for your labor. And I think that's a good thing to teach. Thank you for the show, and you're all doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. There's no way this is going to go wrong one day. Like, there's no way one day you're going to be so fucking tired of this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen because you're a genius.
Yeah.
And you have solved a problem in your house. I am the first one to be like, pay him. Just pay him. Bet him. But, you know, like, we bet in this house. I'll bet you $1. You can't make your bed in 5 minutes or less, right? Like, I mean, just like absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Support bribing. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what kind of lesson this is teaching. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Something about society, she said.
I like,
which I feel like, sure.
I will go with society.
Yeah.
I will go with paying for your work. This is obviously a lesson that 7-year-olds need to know. I love this. The real genius is that you did something to make your life a little easier.
Yeah.
And I seriously congratulate you.
I do too. Good job.
Good job. One Bad Mother is supported in part by Billy. Self-care and routine are more important than ever. And whatever you're using to get ready for the day should make you feel amazing. Meet Billy. For those who want an extra smooth shave, the Billy Razor is amazing. I don't know if you know this, that a lot of us are having to go back in public again. And I got to tell you, as somebody who may not attend to my body hair as much when I don't have to go places, the Billy Razor is awesome. It has given me the smoothest shave ever. I could not believe how soft my legs were. I had like one swipe, one pass at it, everybody. And it was gone. It was so good. Plus, I really just like am stupid in love with the magnet holder that I can stick my razor on when I am done. So you can go to mybilly.com/mother and get the best razor you will ever own. It is just $9 to get your starter kit, plus free shipping always. Go to mybilly.com/mother, spelled mybilly.com/mother. We are back for our It's the 400th episode, Genius Fail Spectacular Plus Rants. Woo! Failures.
Fail.
You suck.
Teresa, I went digging once again.
Goody.
Let's see how we once failed. This little gem comes to us from episode 160, Teresa. It was our very first live show, and it was at Max FunCon back in 2016.
So for those of you who are not familiar with swim diapers, this is going to be less of a gross fail than you think it's going to be and more of a sad fail than you think it's going to be. Swim diapers are, they look like regular diapers, but they're not absorbent at all because otherwise they would just, you know, absorb all the water in the pool or the beach or whatever. So they basically just like hold solid in. That's all they're for. But that's what you put on your kid when you are taking them to the pool. And getting ready for this trip, I was super excited to take my kids to the pool, as always. And Biz and I were having a meeting a couple days ago, and we happened to talk about Max FunCon a little bit. And Biz mentioned, you know, she's not bringing her kids, but she said, oh, hey, I don't know if you have swim diapers for Oscar, but I just happened to notice I still have, like, a big stash of some for Ellis. If you want me to bring some for you, I can. And I said, oh, I had not even thought about swim diapers, and I felt like a total idiot that I was just not thinking about swim diapers, and that would ruin it. I wouldn't be able to take Oscar swimming without them. So I thought, yeah, no, actually, I definitely have some at home. I just need to pull them out. Thank you for reminding me. I'll be fine. Cut ahead to Friday. I'm picking up the kids from their morning at preschool. I have the car totally packed. We're leaving from preschool to come to Lake Arrowhead. And I'm pulling out of preschool, and I get a text from Biz that says, so do you need any swim diapers?
I can't let go of swim diapers, guys, for whatever reason.
So I hadn't thought about them again at all in between. Like, at all. I don't know how. So I'm, like, texting her back thinking to myself, like, oh, my God. First of all, why is she even thinking of this right now? But thank God that she is, because, yes, I totally need them. So I texted her, like, you're my hero if you can bring some, because I officially just forgot about this. We're at Max FunCon. We have, like, breakfast together on Saturday morning. We're going to go to the pool. Yeah, great. Awesome. Okay, great. See you later. Bye. I get back to my room, and I get a text from Biz, like, oh, I don't know if you need any swim diapers. But so I don't know. So I got them from her, guys, in the end, and we did go swimming. But, like, that was three whole rounds of this.
Because for no good reason, I'm constantly thinking about swim diapers, guys. I am no longer woman that I used to be. I'm
like, do I need any swim diapers or granola bar? I totally have one on me.
No longer a, you know, smokes or something cool.
Anyway.
Well, you suck, Teresa. Was, yeah, that was, you're a horrible parent, and I'm sorry that you failed your children so hard.
It actually made me concerned for, like, yeah, the health driving of home. My brain.
Nice. Yeah.
That is so funny. And I also have the sense that that wasn't the last of that saga. Like, the swim diapers saga continued on.
Yeah.
Beyond no, that.
You it did. It, yeah. There I believe there are more fails out there somewhere in the 400 episodes that we have done in which you forgot swim diapers again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Here's to more years of us forgetting things, no matter how many times we remind ourselves. You're doing a horrible job.
I know. Yeah.
Here's another little gem that'll make you feel better about your swim diapers. It's one of my classic fails from episode 2. Well, my fail is really, really horrible. So Katie Bell spends a lot of time in the bathtub, and she was looking for, I don't even know how it came to this, really. Like, she's looking for, like, a cave to play with, like, her fish in the water. And I grabbed a mason jar. Like, mm-hmm. We have a lot of the mason jars all over our house because, mm-hmm. you know, I think I'm going to can or something.
You're really cool.
I'm really cool.
Do you guys use them to drink water out of?
I drink water really out of cool. it. I put toothbrushes
Are
in it.
Are you from Brooklyn or Portland?
Alabama.
Or
Everybody uses mason jars there. No, I can. I can every once in a while. I make jam.
You have a legitimate reason.
This summer, you're
going to
get
them.
Some
all
jam.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
Can't wait.
But I, for some reason, thought of all the various vessels that could be used as a cave. This glass jar would make total sense.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, everybody's face is, yep, it's coming. So I give it to her, and she's, like, playing with it in the water. And, you know, she kind of lets it go, and it fills with water and sinks to the bottom. And then you do hear the, like, one time it kind of drops in the tub, and you hear the weird noise. And yeah. I was like, everybody freeze!
Yeah.
And it's a clean break, the glass.
Oh, thank God.
I mean,
God.
She's fine. But either way, you got to pull her out of the tub. Right. You got to drain the tub. You
check for like, the what? Tiny splinters
what
of glass.
What am I fucking can... thinking?
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I really don't know.
How
and
many glasses
way,
of wine have
I had
you had?
No wine by this point in time.
Stop
man.
Giving your child breakables.
Living on the edge. It's pretty bad. Well, go ahead.
I can't believe that was episode 2, first of all, because I remember that so well.
Episode 2.
Crazy. Okay.
Only one child in existence in my house.
Yeah.
And
you were still fucking up that
badly. That badly. I know. I still give my kids mason jars all the time.
It's great. Especially when they're doing water play, when their hands are extra slippery. Do you also like grease
Always.
It up with butter before you hand it to them?
A little butter, that actually might stick in the water. So I just put a little bit of like soap, like some really good dish soap on it.
Great.
So we do a combination glass and bubble play. Mm-hmm.
That sounds
Yeah.
Great.
And then maybe I give them a hammer. Maybe like a hammer. And regardless, I was doing something back then. It shows you the commitment to the show that in episode 2, that is what I would share.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the trust
That's
I
the
have.
Trust. You were already ready to share.
I was ready to trust fall into the arms of the One Bad Mother community. Yeah. And with that said, it's time for us to catch you, listeners, as you trust fall your fails into our arms.
Hi, One Bad Mother. This is a fail. This is a teaching fail, not a parenting fail, but with the amount of time we're spending on Zoom, I thought it might be relatable. I was waiting for my students to come into my Zoom. They were late. I thought, gosh, where are they? Why are they so late? Why didn't they remember to show up to Zoom class today? Oh, well, guess I'll just get some preps done. Then, about 10 to 15 minutes later, I opened my Zoom window and found that they'd all been sitting there quietly the entire time. They'd come on time. I had forgotten to turn on my waiting room, so I didn't get a little message that popped up saying that they were there. They just quietly slipped into the back and watched, without saying anything, for 10 to 15 minutes as I just scrolled slack-jawed through Facebook, did some half-assed lesson planning, and probably touched my face a lot. I just really hope I didn't pick my nose. Yeah. Pretty embarrassed. Thanks.
Don't worry. Somebody recorded it.
Wow. This is, and it just is now part of what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, this kind of stuff happening.
And I appreciate this fail because there must be so many teachers out there that have had something similar to the, it's totally unfair. It's like we're asking teachers to teach our children in their houses.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird.
And so this makes actually a great deal of sense. But that kindness I am bestowing upon you, I'm going to shove aside now and say what a horrible job you are doing trying to function in the world that we now call normal.
Truly.
Hi, this is a fail. It started out as a genius because I thought I'd throw a quick load of laundry in before going out to the grocery store. Came back home. I washed the diaper. I just heard about someone washing a diaper, I think on the podcast, and I laughed at them, said I would never do that. And I did. So I suck. I failed. But you guys are doing good. Bye.
Yeah. The real fail is thinking you would never do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fail. And I'm going to make a prediction. You're probably going to do it again. like you're like, I listened to the show and I heard this and I thought I'm never going to do this. And then I did it. Right. And now you're like, well, shame on me.
Yeah. But guess what? It doesn't end here.
Well, you're doing a horrible job knowing thyself. And laundry, doing laundry. You suck.
Hi, I think this is a rant, though it could also be seen as a fail. The best way I have to describe this, I threw out my butt while playing in the snow with my 2.5-year-old today. And I didn't even think that was something one could do to one's body. But it feels exactly like when I have thrown out my lower back in the past with shooting pains and muscle spasms, but it's not in my lower back, it's in my butt. And I can't sit down comfortably. I can't stand up. I can't walk upstairs. It's really horrible. And I think it's just a very, very horribly unfair, but also hilarious at the same time thing that my body has decided to do to me for trying to have a nice moment playing in the snow with my 2.5-year-old all afternoon. And this is what I get. I'm now horribly uncomfortable and everything I do hurts. So that's super fun. And I don't think that's fair and I'd like it to go away. Thanks. Bye.
Well, this is a fail. I mean, you can rant about it, but it's still a fail.
Yeah.
Trying to do something nice with your child.
Uh-huh.
Equals, that's like a 1+1, equals throwing out your butt.
I mean, it's like the most undignified kind of injury. Because like already a back injury, like you guys all know, I throw out my back from time to time or I have like a neck thing. And I always feel like, this is so unfair. Like this is happening to me because I'm just like working really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm stressed and like it's not sexy and it's not cute and it's like it's not fun. But the fact that it happened in your butt is just like it's like a mean joke that someone's playing on you. It feels so funny.
Yeah,
it's funny. So you're a laughing stock now.
Yeah. Good job being a laughing stock. Bad job using your body. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hi, this is a fail. I cannot remember the last time I washed our bed sheets. And that's not even the fail, that's just a fact. So yesterday, I decided I was feeling extra gung-ho and decided to strip all the bedding off of our bed, take all the pillowcases off, get everything ready to go. I took the duvet cover off of the comforter and I put it all in the wash and I thought this is going to be so nice. Our sheets are going to feel so clean tonight. And I washed them and dried them. And last night, my husband and I were making the bed and my husband said, these don't really smell like they're clean. They kind of still smell like B.O. And I smelled them and was like, yeah, I guess they kind of don't smell don't smell that great. And I realized, I think what happened is I did not put detergent in the washer.
Yeah.
I must have just put them in the washer and ran them through with just water.
Yep.
And maybe they got a little cleaner.
No.
But they certainly don't smell that clean still. Mm. So I guess today I'm going to be doing all of that over again.
Mm.
So that's my fail. Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. No. You failed. That was a fail.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to do something nice
mm-hmm.
for yourself, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
And now you have to do it again. And I'd like to say that now it's going to feel even better when those sheets are clean. But I don't know. I don't think that's true.
May not actually feel better. It may just take a toll.
Yeah. May feel like more work.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're doing a horrible job.
Yes.
Being nice to yourself and doing laundry. And the two are practically interchangeable.
Hey, I just have to put this somewhere. I think it's a fail. Pretty sure it's a fail. Might turn into a breakdown. I'm taking my kids to the park. Yay! We're going to the park. It should be fun. They're all in the car now. And it just took so long to get them in the park and to the car. They say they want to go to the park, but it's like getting them to get all their shit together is just like pulling teeth. And every time it seems like I end up yelling and being that like I'm trying to take you somewhere fun. Why is this supposed to be fun? Why? Like, it's like I yell and then I get mad at myself for yelling. And then we go to the park and it's just like, does it like wash each other out? You know, I'm yelling at them and that makes me feel like shit. And then I take them to the park and it makes me feel better. And like, but I still feel like shit because I yelled. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for having a place where I can put this. Bye.
You can put that here
mm-hmm.
and we will put it in the shredder for you.
Nice.
Yeah. The fail of this is supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. And which children sadly don't understand, no matter how many times we say that to them, that we can't understand why they're not cooperating to go do the fun thing that they really want to do. And I also appreciate the, well, once we go, we have a nice time and that should wash it out, but it doesn't wash it out. The failure here is that you have feelings and you're aware of them.
It's just really hard.
It's really hard. And the failure is thinking it's not going to be hard. Ha ha.
Hi, this is a fail, and I suck so bad right now. I managed to misplace my driver's license this week. I haven't been able to find it anywhere. Like, and I don't go anywhere, so it's like, where could it be? It's like, it's not in the car. It's like, not in pants pockets. Like, but, and then I go to pay for some stuff at the garden shop and I don't have my credit card that has money on it. I have like a bunch of credit cards that don't have money on it, but the one that I need, I don't have that. So now I just left with nothing and I don't know where that is. And I'm sure I just like took it out of my wallet to like buy some stupid thing off of Instagram. And I'm really pissed off right now. Anyways, everybody is doing a great job today except for me.
Oh, that is not true.
Yeah.
We're all doing a horrible job, just like you.
We're all mystified by important missing items on a daily basis.
It is. It's almost triple now that we haven't had to go a lot of places.
Yeah. It's so much worse, especially because it was so long ago that you probably misplaced it.
Ugh.
That there's just no sense. It's like floating in space. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know, and I may never know where
it's
those
probably
things are.
Actually easier to go to the DMV and get a brand new license than find it. Well, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
That is just a super shit day.
It is.
And I apologize on behalf of the universe. You're doing a horrible job, but I hope this one will make you feel better. In honor of the 400th episode, I have pulled my favorite fail of all time.
Hi, ladies. My friend told me that I should call and tell you about this. She and I are both big fans of your podcast. We were having a picnic at the park the other day with our little ones, and the kids were all, you know, they were playing and they were having fun, and my youngest is two, and he was, you know, in one of those little cars that you can pretend to drive, and he was driving, and all of a sudden, I noticed that he had something in his hand, and I couldn't quite figure out what it was, and then he started biting into it. And so I kind of looked a little bit closer. He was a good distance from me, so it was kind of hard to see. And I noticed that it was a cupcake. And not only was it a cupcake, it had been left from like a birthday party the previous weekend. So it was covered in ants. Like, I thought it was a chocolate cupcake because that's how many ants were on it, but it wasn't chocolate. So I start tearing over there towards him, right? Because I'm just going to take the cupcake away. Well, he sees me coming, and he knows I'm going to take it away, so he starts eating it even faster, and he's just shoving big pieces of this cupcake into his little fat face, and oh my gosh, and he ate the whole thing before I could even get to him. It was, and there were ants everywhere, all over his face, all over his hands. Luckily, they weren't the biting kind. So that's my fail for the week.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Of course I remember this call, but I had forgotten about the running towards him and him shoving it faster and faster into his mouth, which is the most amazing part, really.
It really takes the story up
a
whole level.
Yes.
Like, it's so good.
It is.
And that was episode 31, and I think now, am I still stunned, or am I like less stunned 400 episodes in with all the different, I mean, guys, there are a lot we don't play for people who have easy gag reflexes, okay? This was back in episode 31 before we knew we should do that. And now we know, so we don't. And
this doesn't gross me out now.
No, but like, no, it doesn't gross.
Like, I don't feel, I mean, it may have been that we were pregnant?
Maybe, maybe around then we were. But I will say, this seems like the most normal experience.
Oh, yeah.
For a person to have with a 2-year-old at a park.
Yes, it does.
And I think it is the perfect way to wrap up the fail segment of the 400th episode, Genius Fail Spectacular Plus Rants. And also, P.S., good job to your friend.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you, I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you, I love you.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by Bombas. Bombas is dedicated to making the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. Let me congratulate you, Bombas, because you've done it! I don't know how, but I freaking love my Bombas socks. And by the way, I have not lost a single Bombas yet. No holes, no blowouts, no busting of the elastic. And what I really, really, really love is that these socks do more than just keep our feet cozy. For every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 40 million pairs of socks and counting. So listen, give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/badmother. That's B-O-M-B-A-S.com/badmother for 20% off your first purchase. Bombas.com/badmother.
Bria, what's your reader wheelhouse?
A woman on a journey, space, post-apocalyptic roads, and magical food. Mallory, what's your reader wheelhouse?
Werewolves, haunted houses, weird fiction, and books set in Florida for some reason.
We're Reading Glasses, and we want to know what your reader wheelhouse is.
We can use it to help you find more books that you love.
And avoid books that you don't. So whatever you like to read about and however you like to read it,
we want to help you read better.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Congratulations! You've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely,
so.
You cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
We're back, and it's time for the rant portion of our show.
Hi, One Bad Mother. This is a mom having a breakdown. My daughter is going back to school on Monday in person for the first time in over a year, and I'm just so overwhelmed because I don't know how to go to school anymore. I don't know how to drop her off in the morning. I don't know how to pick her up in the afternoon. I've forgotten how to do all of these things, and it wouldn't matter if I remembered anyway because they're all different because of stupid COVID. There's like 15-page handbook that I have to read, and I don't know how to pack her bag. And I don't know how the school is doing all this work because I can't even handle hearing about all the work that they're doing. And I like having her at home, and I'm going to miss her when she's at school. I guess that's all I have to say. I'm sure other parents are going through the same thing. So I know I'm not alone, and we're all doing a good job, and this is hard. I'm really tired of not having any guidance on how to keep my kids safe from COVID because there's no vaccine for her. Thanks for the hotline and the show. You guys are awesome. Bye.
First of all, you're doing such a good job. I mean, it's back at the beginning of the show, we talked about sort of like celebrating our wins, and there's something about you recognizing that you're not alone that I think is so significant. It's so significant because you're not. You are so beautiful. At like what you're saying, just it's so spot on to the anxiety so many of us have right now, because you're right. We haven't done it in a year, a lot of us. And for those of us who have, it's been different. It switches up. There are things open, then they shut back down again. And you're right. It's not going to be like it was, even if you could remember how it was. It's not going to be the same because there's a whole new policy. And like parents can't hang out and chat in the morning. They can't walk. Like, we can't even walk our kids in anymore. Like, that's such a stressful place to be. Such an unknown after a year of unknown.
I have to say, it's also reminding me of the genius yes. call about learning to play a game with your kids, because it is this feeling, and I'm really right there with you. Like, I've been like waiting for school to start again, but now that it's starting again a little bit, it really stresses me out and I don't feel capable anymore. Yeah. Like, it used to be really stressful and annoying, but I could do it. And now it feels stressful and overwhelming, and I'm like afraid that I can't. like, I'm afraid I can't manage all of it and I'm going to mess it up. And we talked about that last week, I think. It's hard to, like, you talked about the 13-page handbook or whatever. Yeah. And it is. It's hard to learn what we're supposed to be doing at the same time that we are trying to show our kids what to do and reassure them simultaneously that it's all fine, because we're not feeling fine and we don't really know what to do. So it's a pretty tall order for us right now. And I'm really grateful that you called and that you're being so honest about this, because it's not something that we're hearing about a lot right now. I mean, many of us are really eager to have our kids back in school, and I include myself in that group, but I also feel simultaneously totally stressed out by it. So I am right there with you.
Yeah, you're doing a really good job. We're all gonna figure it out. Like, we will. We will. It's just giving ourselves the grace and the space to stumble through it a few times and to, like, once we've done it, come home and just be wiped out.
Yeah.
Just be emotionally wiped the fuck out.
Yeah.
You are doing such a good job.
Good job.
All right, guys. I think this was the perfect 400th episode, the perfect way to celebrate it. Going back in time a little bit to remember that we have been both wonderful and completely imperfect over the last 8 years, as well as all together celebrating and laughing and forgiving ourselves through our genius and our fails, and especially this very wonderful rant call in which I just feel it was such a uniting and familiar sort of call that just goes to show that we are all growing and doing better at recognizing not being alone and recognizing that we're not okay and recognizing that we need a place to put that. And so here is to 400 episodes. Teresa, once again, I love you so much, and I so appreciate you being with me for all of, part of, any of these 400 episodes. I honestly would not do the show with anyone else. Gabe, welcome once again to the family. Thank you so much for being part of our 400th episode. And thank you, thank you, thank you to the One Bad Mother community of listeners. Whether you listened at the beginning, whether you just started listening, whether you had to step away, because good God, who can listen to us that long in a row? Thank you for listening, and we will always be here for you. Teresa, you are doing a fucking great job.
Thanks, Fizz. So are you.
And I will talk to you next week.
Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Bunn, our producer, Gabe Mara, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/join.
Well, daddy, baby, bussin' by, got low down mama blue. Oh, said daddy, baby, bussin' by, got low down mama blue.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. audience supported.